Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So in a few days, just in a few days, we're going to be at Chag HaShavuos, here in Kabbalah Satoira. And our 49 days of preparation will come to a climax. Yom Kabbalah Satoira. We embarked on this journey 45 days ago. And we're almost there. And Chazal teach us, just like we all remember from the Seder night, we find a similar Mama Chazal and Medrash in every generation. Each and every one of us needs to try to imagine we're standing at the foot of the mountain, and together with all the others, we cry out, Kol asher diber Hashem naaseh v'nishma. So these are days of preparation, and the beginning of the week is Shloshes Yemei Hagbolah, the final 3 days of preparation. So the shiur today is about a topic that is the combination and connection between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Very famous mamer of Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon. Ein umaseinu umo, elo b'toroso. Our nation is not a nation only with its Torah. But that is a misquote that everybody quotes. And the Loshon of Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon is, Ein umaseinu umo, elo b'toroseho. In a plural form, Loshon Rabim. And I think he means Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav, some others share as well, not the way we do, but what sets us apart and what makes us unique is, like the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samech, like Koras HaKodesh Bohu Bris Im Yisrael Elo Bishvil Torah Shebaalpeh Shenemar Al Pi Advorim Eile Korati Imcho Bris Ve'Eis Yisrael. So today the Shir deals with the connection between Torah Shebaalpeh and Torah Shebaalpeh. Very famous Turezov. Turezov writes, even though Chachomim's duty and their obligation is Asu Siag Letoira, Ushmartem Es Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres Le Mishmarto Shel Toira, but Chazal cannot prohibit anything that the Torah explicitly permits. Dover hamefurish betoyre leheiter ein biyad chazal leesor. And the Torah Zohar appears in three different sources. Source number one is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov oimer shemati shebeizin makan v'onshin shaloi min ha-Torah. Beizin has the authority to administer punishment even when alpidin Torah person is not punishable. He doesn't deserve that punishment. But if Bezin thinks there is a need, then Bezin has the authority. Shemati shebezin makin v'yonshin shaloi min ha-Torah. V'lo lavor al divrei Torah ele kedei lasot siag le-Torah. And Chazal bring two really dramatic and extreme examples. Masa b'yechot shirochav arasus b'shabes. V'aviyu le-Bezin v'zaklu. Lo m'pnei sh'ru'i lakach tzoni yeshvus. Tzoni nesirbonon. Shotzich ha-lakach. Shuv masa b'odom echot shetiach z'shtetach z'tayino. And he got Malkus. Lo mishum sheroi lakach, elo sheshot zicha lakach.
Kol HaLashon.
So the Taz wonders, what do Chazal mean when they say these five words, v'lo lavor al divrei Torah? Maika mashmalan, v'lo lavor al divrei Torah? Would anybody think that Chazal have the authority and the right to go against Torah? So the Taz interpretation is, even when Chachomim are coming to be Machmir, not only Lahokel, even Lahachmir, can't go against Mashekos of the Torah. So let me first say, the Pshat of the Taz is a Pshat Rochoik. Rashi on the spot explains, Lo Lavor al Divrei Torah means, yes, Chazal have the authority to be harsher than Torah's Moshe. But it is only if they are convinced shasho tzricho lakach lasu siyag leteira, but they cannot abuse that power or take advantage or do it lightly. So Rashi says pshat v'lo lavor al divrei Torah is in the clear context of makin v'onshin sheloi min haTorah. So Beis Din has the authority to give punishment far beyond what the Torah decrees, but they need to do that very carefully and only lasoy siyag leTorah. The Taz interpretation is a far broader one. Not only in the context of Makin V'Yonshin Sholoi Menadin, but generally, Chazal cannot go against Mashikosa Betoira, even Lachomra. Choshe Mishpat Simen Beis. And in this paragraph in Choshe Mishpat, he doesn't really deal with any halachas, just explaining the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, he writes, Ubi Yoreh De'akuf Yud Zayin Herachti. It's interesting why he quotes Yoreh De'ah, and he doesn't quote Orachayim, because the Taz in Orachayim is more bariches than in Yoreh De'ah. So for some reason, I don't see Orachayim in our sheet, but I will tell you what it is. In Tov Kuf Peches, Shulchan Aruch Orachayim, we learn the halacha. Roshon Shechali is B'Shabbos, there's no Tkiyas Shofar. Who remembers why there's no Tkiyas Shofar Roshon Shechali is B'Shabbos? And why not? Why don't we blow the shofar Roshon Shechal Yes B'Shabbos? So I'll give you a hint, the same reason we don't read the Megillah, Purim Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. If you don't remember, then same reason we don't do anything that's Lulav Roshon Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. I don't have any other example. So why is that? Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amis V'Reshus Arabim. So the Torah Zov, Tov Kuf Peches, Sif Chodin Hei, being the Kash of the Mizrahi. So why don't Chazal prohibit Kiyas Shofar B'chlal and Rosh Hashanah, Shem Yitak and Klei Shiur? That's an old Gzeira. Ein Meragdin ve'ein Metapchin ve'ein Menaginim Shem Yitak and Klei Shiur. So why don't they totally prohibit Kiyas Shofar and Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah? So the Taz writes, Chazal can't say no when the Torah says yes. They could limit, but they can't totally abolish. If the Torah says Yom Tov Yolachem, and there's a mitzvah Shofar Hashanah, Chazal don't have the authority, even if they are all the chashashas in the world, the Torah says blow Shofar, Chazal can't say don't. But when Chazal says, if Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar, yes, that is within the realm of their authority, because they're not totally going against Torah, just limiting the mitzvah. And in the same way, the Taz explains, Akasha or the Rishonim ask, so why weren't Chazal Choshesh Shemi Yavarenoi when Mila Bizmana falls on Shabbos and we do the Bris? And why ain't we Choshesh Shemi Yavarenoi Daladamas Vishus Arabim? So the Taz says, because if the Torah says, B'yoy Mishimini Yemoyl, Afilu B'Shabbos, Chazal can say, don't. And therefore, Chazal cannot go against Mas Shemefurash B'Torah. The Levush was slightly older than the Taz, and the Levush says the same. And the Taz usually quotes the Levush, and it's interesting that he didn't notice that the Levush says the same. Source number three. Li neresh she'en kan kushe klal, d'shane mile she'beferish lipsetu ere b'yoy mishmini, afelo b'shabes, v'lo erotzu chachum emlavar oleo, mishim gzei roison, kede lahamid divreyem b'mokam she'mitzis ato ere meferish, la'soysa b'shabes. Ma she'en ken b'shoifa v'yesek v'kiyoitze ben, sh'loy lipsetu ere b'ferish, yoy mishabes ela kos v'stomo, v'shabes einoy elo memeila mashma. What is a bigger pillar to me, I think it's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, the Svar of the Taz, and that is source number five. Kol dove she'ose min ha'Torah, afal pi shemuto b'hanoa, im u'dove miyuchid l'machal, asur lasot bo'schoiro. Chutz min ha'chelev, Sharei Ne'emar Bo, Yo'aseh L'chol Melacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so let me give you a little background regarding sources number 5 and some others. A little background. There are 2 different categories of Macholas Asuris. Some Macholas Asuris are Osa Ba'achila U'Ba'Hanoa. Other Macholas Asuris are only Osa Ba'achila. Could you help me giving some examples? Which Macholas Asuris are Osa Ba'achila U'Ba'Hanoa? Which ones? Who remembers? Nevela? Bad guess. Nevela muta bahanoa. Which ones are also bachila u bahanoa? Chometz v'pesach. What else? Bosa bacholav is a machloikis tanoam, but we paskin also bahanoa. Yayin nesach. And 2 other natural fruits. No. Tevel mutabahano. Orla and Kile HaKerem. And which ones are mutabahanoa? Well, at least 2 you should know, because you guessed wrong. So which ones are mutabahanoa? Nevela, Treifa, all the Mina Matmeim. Camel meat, eel meat, or all the Mina Matmeim. Lobsters. But even the Macholas Asuras, the mutabahanoa, Asurim b'schoiro. And you can't have a business selling shrimp or chas v'sholem pork, even though these macholas asuras are muta b'anoa, also b'schoiro. And this is machlokes in the shoinim. Is this sisur d'uraisa or the rabbonim? And the source of this halacha is Perek Zayin and Masechet Trumas. It's a Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Nizdamnu lo mutar limkor. Which means, you can't have a business selling macholas asuris. So one of the big problems in the nursing home industry is, if you have a nursing home anywhere out there in the States, and you can't afford to give kosher food to all the non-Jewish people residing in your homes, because kosher food is very expensive. How could you feed them non-kosher food? Would that be considered schoira b'macholos asuris? Well, if they're not Jewish, there it's permissible for them to eat that food. But isn't that doing schoira b'macholos asuris? So the Mishnah says, "Nizdamnu lo mutar." So a person is a fisherman. Not for recreation. He doesn't use the hook and the rod, but rather use nets. He's a fisherman, and he only intends to catch kosher fish. He catches gefilte fish. That's a kosher fish. But sometimes he finds some shrimp or some catfish or non-kosher fish. He's allowed to sell them, because that's akrai. Nizdamnu lo mutar. The Eser of Schoire is only having a business selling non-kosher food. But if this is not your business, it's just coincidence. You know, I brought in a net of tuna, and tuna is a kosher fish, but I did find some non-kosher fish. You're allowed to sell them. Because if it's coincidental, there is no Eser Schoire. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, we go back to source number 5. Kol dover she'osa min ha'Torah, af al pi shemutu b'hanoa, im hu dover miyuchid l'machal, osa la'aseh bo ischoiro. What does it mean, dover miyuchid l'machal? You could sell horses, because the buyer doesn't intend to slaughter them and eat their meat. Either he wants to buy a racehorse, which costs $50 million sometimes, or he just wants to ride, you know, or he wants a ranch and, you know, making money, having kids come ride horses. If it's not miyuchid lamachal, there is no Yisrael of schoira, even though it's minim tamayim. So if you sell rabbits for recreation, for kids, or hamsters, for kids to play with them, that's not a Yisrael. It's only if you sell non-kosher species or non-kosher meat, which is designated for consumption. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Emudova miyichad lamachal osel asvoy schoiro. Chusman achaylev. Sharei nema boyo osel achol malocha. But if it's a schoiro and it's a rabbonon, ma bekach shenem yo osel achol malocha. Why is this relevant? The Pesuk says yo osel achol malocha. And therefore there is no issa schoiro. But it's a schoiro and it's a rabbonon. Isn't this what the Taz says? If the Torah says yo osel achol malocha, then Chazal can't answer. So actually the Taz is, I think it's a Shulchan Aruch. This is what we see from this Shulchan Aruch. Many Achronim already note that Tosis and Bava Metzia says the same as the Taz. We turn a page, and the question we ask is, what does the Taz mean? Does he mean to say Chachomim can't answer what the Torah is matia? They don't have the authority to prohibit what the Torah permits? Or they have the authority to do so, but they don't. For some reason, they decided not to exercise their authority, even though they could. The Taz uses two different lashonos. In Orach Chaim Tov Kuf Peches, he writes, Leirotzu. Yeradei writes, Ein Koyach Biyad Chachomim. Matz Dodim. So if you go back to the Taz and Choshe Mishpat source number 2, and the Taz gives Pshat and Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Bezen makam v'yonchen shalom en ha-toira, v'lo la'avor al divrei toira, elo la'asei siyag le-toira. Kosher, writes it as, mehei teise shiyavru al divrei toira. What's the habamina? That Chazal could go against Toira's Moshe Rabbeinu. Venerali, af shiyesh koyach l'chachomem leser amuto me divrei toira, היינו דווקא בדובשיין, הם הפורש לא אליסה ולא להתר דאז הוא מתממילה. בזה יש כוח לחומם להחמיר. מה שאין כמדובר המפורש בתור להתר? כגון, התר הנו מנחילב דה מפורש בקרוב, בזה אין כוח לחומם לסויון. So the Taz clearly says, אין כוח לחומם לסויון. They don't have the authority. But let's turn the page and see some other interpretations. Shalas Tshuvas Michtam LeDavid. Michtam LeDavid was of David Pardo, one of the great Sephardi Gedolim going back almost 400 years. Most well known for his Sefer on the Tosefta B'Shem Chasdei David. So Rav David Pardo explains the Taz in a very interesting way. Chiluk ze, he says, Chachomim can't go all the way against Mitzvah Satoira. But they could limit, they could, on the fringes, and that is why they could aset ki eshoi for Roshono Shechali is b'Shabbos, but they cannot entirely aset ki eshoi for Roshono Shechali is b'Roshono. Vechiluk ze, Adas makabla soy beseve ponem yofes. The lav oirech aro, less or legamre made shore rachmone lehedia, de chavruta klape shemaya miika. So the way of David Pardo explains it, chavruta klape shemaya miika. Doesn't make sense that Chachomim should say to a Kodesh Baruch, well, you think it's okay, but we think differently, you know. You think it's mutter, but we have a different opinion. If the Torah is mutter, how could it be yasa? Lav oirechara. That's not derech eretz. Chavruta klapa shemaya miika. Source number 7, pre-toyar. I wanted to ask you, does anybody know who wrote the pre-toyar? But I realize, labal oirechaim. Do you know of any other Sforim the Orach Chaim wrote? I'll be very pleasantly surprised if you do. How many Sforim did the Orach Chaim write? Rishon Letzion. And what is that on? It's on Shulchan Aruch and some Masechtos. What else? No, I'm not aware. I'm not aware of the Zoruch Chaim Anach. Zoruch Chaim Rishon Letzion, obviously Pletoria, one more Sefer. So I'll tell you why nobody knows about this Sefer. He wrote a Sefer, Chefetz Hashem, on Masechtos. Why doesn't anybody know about the Sefer? Because I'm not aware of any other Mechaber that ever wrote something that he wrote in the introduction to his Sefer Chefetz Hashem. It's on Masechtos, and he writes, I aser for a person that doesn't learn Torah Lishma to look into my Sefer. If you don't learn Torah Lishma, I aser you to look into this Sefer. And he paraphrases a Chazal in a very cynical way. Few sources in Shas we find, Schoir, Schoir, Amrin, Lenazira, Lekerem, Lo Tikrav. When Chazal want to emphasize Asu Siag Letoira, they say, we tell a Nazir, don't try to take a shortcut through a vineyard, because you might be tempted to eat some grapes. Go around. It'll take you somewhat longer, but we advise, go around. Don't go into the vineyard because you might be nichshal. Amrin l'nazira, schor schor. Go around, lekerem lo tikrav. The Rechaim writes, schor schor amrin lechazira, instead of nazira, lekarmi. Kerem Hashem Tzavois lo tikrav. Don't dare to come into my kerem. If you're a chazir, very harsh, go around. Don't come into my home. So, I once heard from the Nesiva Sholem in a private conversation, the Sholem Rebbe, that it's a Kabbalah B'Yodai that he's no longer a makbid. How would anybody know? How would anybody know? Unless he did a Shalos Cholim. But I imagine he's right, because the Rechaim up there in Gan Eden probably thinks, what did I do? So for 300 years, nobody's learning the Sefer. I thought there are so many people that learn Torah Lishma. Is nobody learning Torah Lishma? So Remendel Akotsker once said, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel said, Mi she'ein toichu kebarei lo yakones lebeis ha-medrash. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nosi, his first decision was, open the gates. Whoever wants to come in is invited. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, what was wrong with Rabbi Gamliel's opinion? Because the real Toichei Kebara is always stayed outside. The real ones. And the ones that came in were always the non-Toichei Kebaris. Because if you're Toichei Kebari, you would be the last person to realize that you're Toichei Kebari. So when the Rechaim writes, if you don't learn Torah Lishma, don't look into the Sefer. The real Torah Lishmas would never use the Sefer. Because if you learn Torah Lishma, you're probably the last person to realize that you're learning Torah Lishma. So probably, I agree with the Nesiva Sholem that probably after 300 years, everybody can use the Sefer, but so this is very interesting. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh wrote, well known for the Or Chaim al Torah, which is an amazing sefer, which includes everything, Drush and Kabbalah and Pilpil and Halacha and Lamdas. But his most powerful sefer in Halacha is the Pletoria. So Pletoria Kuf Yud Zayin, the Isser of Schoira, Yesha Golodas, the Lacey, Mieshuve de Kamasugis, Kol Shalayas the Torah of Aloitira, Mozerabon and Esor, Avakol de Noches Krola Hochel and Mishrei, Lai Mozerabon and Lameka Dvar Torah. So in this line he writes, Chachomem can't, they don't have authority, like the Taz. But then he says, Vegam, and also, Kivin Shatoyre Shora Labahedia, Lav Oyrech Are, Le Misrei. Exactly the same language as Reb David Pardo. He doesn't quote Reb David Pardo, right? Lav Oyrech Are, it's not Derech Eretz. So there are two different pshotim in the Taz. The Taz himself writes they don't have authority because that is laver al divrei Torah. Nobody could be laver al divrei Torah. And that is the first pshat of the Pli Torah. But then he writes, maybe it's just the Recheretz. Michtam Radovid gives another pshat, another reasoning as well. Umagam, the lo mekayim gizrosam. Lahamoin Yisrael. The midishame b'nei kenish, the dvorom shevachsav, kol adalei posek, b'koich edetere, siyatu reshai lo amrem barpeh. Loi ken adora. V'mi yachush, hu vaday lo tzait elahu, umechze kechuk avitlu lo. So the Michtam Radovid, the Radovid Parada writes, Chachum didn't want to ask what the Torah is mati because who would listen to them? People would say, are you out of your mind? The Torah is matir and you're going to ask her? And Chachum u'mochoshe shiyu divrem kechuke v'itlula, and that is why they never asked what the Torah is matir. And that's similar to Reb Shloime Kluger in source number 8. Slightly different. According to the Michtam Radovid, Chachum u'mochoshe for their COVID, Reb Shloime Kluger says, Chachum u'mochoshe for kvoid ha-Torah. How could Chachomim say, the Torah is matir, but we think it's awesome? So we have three different approaches. One is, it's not derech eretz. Chavrute klapesh maya mi'ika. Number two, Chachomim were afraid nobody will listen to them. And they're just going to ridicule themselves. V'yu devreim chuke v'itlula. Approach number three, they were choishes lekvoid ha-mokoyim baruch hu. They were choishes lekvoid ha-toira. If people will say, the Torah is matir, but Chachomim think, no, it's wrong. It should be yasa. So according to all these three pshotim, it's not that they can't, but beruach ha-koydish, they decided not to. So these are two different pshotim. Shemen roikeach. And it's always a simcha to me to quote the Shemen Rokeach because he was one of my great, 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 great fathers, grandfathers. And he was an amazing gadol. And he actually wrote the Shef Shemaitza. Who wrote the Shef Shemaitza? Does anybody know? Who wrote the Shef Shemaitza? Yeah, Rabbi Leva Cohen, who is most known for his Ktzai Sechoshin. But the Shemen Rokeach was a contemporary of the Ktzai Sechoshin, and he also wrote a Shef Shemaitza. To his bad luck, he didn't choose a good name for his Sefer. Because, who would know that there's a Shef Shemaitza number two? And I think Shef Shemaitza number two is even more godless than Shef Shemaitza number one. Because Shef Shemaitza number two is a sefer that no one ever wrote anything similar. He has seven prokim, like the Shef Shemaitza of the Ktzois, and the sefer deals with Darkei HaTalmud. One perek is Derech HaMakshin. Another perek is Derech HaTartzen. And he went through with Bekius Mavhila, unbelievable Bekias, developing a system and understanding of Darkei HaPilpul Shel HaGemara. Derech HaMakshin, Derech HaTartzen, nobody ever did anything like it. And it's an amazing sefer. So the Shemen Rokeach was also a huge tzaddik, and I want to tell you something which is so unbelievable. He was 27 years old when he corresponded with the Noida B'Yehuda. Was the God Lador. When the Divrei Chaim quotes the Noida B'Yehuda, and what was the Noida B'Yehuda's name? You know, after all these years I'm giving Shuram, you should be historians. What was the name of the Noida B'Yehuda? A week ago I asked you who was the Avner Nezer and you said Borenstein. Now I ask you who was the Noida B'Yehuda, you say Landau. No, the Noida B'Yehuda wasn't Landau. What was his name? Rabbi Cheska Landau, who is the Rav in Prague, When the Divrei Chaim quotes the Noida B'Yud, he writes, Godel Achroinim, which is extremely interesting. Godel Achroinim. That's the Torah that the Divrei Chaim uses for the Noida B'Yud. So the Shem HaRekeach, his name is Rabbi Lozer Leiv, corresponds with the Noida B'Yud, and the Noida B'Yud writes him a title, Neri Yisrael Amoida Yamini Patash HaChozok. Is that familiar to you? That's what Chazal used on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was 27 years old. And the Tshuva of the Noida B'Yud writes to him is printed in the Noida B'Yud and in Shalat HaTshuva's Shemen Rekeach. In the Noida B'Yud is with those magnificent titles. In the Shemen Rekeach, the Tshuva is printed, Lechvoid Harav, V'chuli V'chuli, etc., etc., Eloz Alev. And he cut out all the titles. So let me say this, a personal confession. If I would get a letter with those type of titles from the Godel Hador, in Shalas HaTshuva's Minchas Osher, I didn't print any letters I got, only the ones I write. But I think I would be tempted to somehow print that letter in my sefer. I don't know how, but I don't think I would be able, Lamoid Ben Esoyen, I don't think I would be able to withstand the temptation by hook or by crook, menagoyren or menayekev, to get that letter out somehow. And we only know about that letter because it's printed in the Noida B'Yehuda, and this tzaddik, the Shemen Rekeach, printed the Noida B'Yehuda's letter without any title, and it shows his another. So not only was he a great godel, but an anvesan u'shvar berech and a tzaddik. So he deals with the question, what about Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom? Posek mafurish ki siyenu le'ish tei noshim achas uhuva v'achas nuo, and Rabbeinu Gershom comes along many years after Chasimas HaTalmud, and he says, no, that's not right, and he asks a person to marry two women, and that's totally against a posek. So the Chasam Sofer says, a cherem is not a iso. It's a different concept. Cherem is like nidui. It's not a iso. Rabbeinu Gershom was aware that he can't ask her. But a cherem is a different concept. He's not going against the Torah and he asks what the Torah is matir, but Shem HaRekeach is a different approach. It's an old print, so it's somewhat difficult to read. The Shem HaRekeach says, when the reason Chachomim want to ask what the Torah is matir is because things have changed, the world has changed, and they see in their day and age that there is a need for chizuk, then they have the full authority to do so. So Yaakov Avinu had four wives, and they got along. Avraham Avinu had two wives. Didn't get along very well. But Rabbeinu Gershom says, Yeridas HaDoiros. And Rabbeinu Gershom looks at the world in his time and he says, this will only bring tragedy and strife and a breakdown of Shalom Bayis. So the Shem HaRekeach says, when the reason Chazal want to ask is not because they're wiser than the Torah, but the world has changed, and people no longer are in such a high madrega, then they have the full authority.
Shem Yavireno is not like that?
No, I think Shem Yavireno is, he will forget. It's not, it's like any other gzera, any other shavuos. It's not that people have changed. Man, everybody could forget. So Chachom HaMaset Pasakum, the Torah says, "Al dvar shelo kidmu eschem belechem uvemayim." But that pasuk is actually before Matan Torah, so it's nishba hechleach that the Torah is matiyam. But some achreinim say the same. Pasakum is mishum benoiseim, and we're no longer at such a high level of ruchnius and of tzidkis, and Chazal were choishes mishum benoiseim. So that would be an exception. So we have discussed today an interesting topic, and that is the Bavustataz. So as I said at the beginning of today's shiur, in another few days is Chag HaShavuos, and the beginning of the week is already Shloshes Yemei HaGabola. And many times before Shloshes Yemei HaGabola, I quote the Or HaChaim in Parshas Yisroi. The Or HaChaim says in Parshas Yisroi that there is a pasuk which is a remez to the three most important Yisoides in Kinyan Torah. V'yisu merefidim, v'yachanu b'midbor, v'yachan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. Says the Rechaim, number one is v'yisu merefidim. How do Chazal interpret the word refidim? B'malchemes Amolek, the Pesuk says, v'yalochem im Yisrael b'refidim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, refidim is rofu yedeyem medivrei Torah. There was a lack of Yegiyas HaTorah of Omar. And that is what gave Amalek the koyach, the power to fight Israel. Or Chaim says, the same v'yisu merefidim. You need to go away from Rifin Yadayim. Ein HaTorah nikneis elo ba'omor. Kachi darka shel Torah. Pas v'melech toich al mayim b'mesura tishta lo'oretz tishan. And many times I said, Pas v'melech is a relative concept. Every generation has its own Pas v'melech. So on the way up to the shir today, the Bochum asked me whether I want to see how Sudas Rosh Chodesh is in Yeshivas Toras Chaim. I just peeked into the kitchen, and I think I saw somewhat more than Pas v'melech. So Pas v'melech is a relative concept. And I think in our generation, between the pas and the melach, you could have some butter, some cheese, some tuna spread, or some vegetables as well. It still would be considered pas b'melach. Mayim b'mesure tishta, here and then you could have some orange juice, maybe Coke. Shabbos v'yomtev, a shluk of whiskey, it still would be considered mayim b'mesura tishta. I said Shabbos and yomtev. I am extremely disturbed by the knowledge that yeshiva boys like to drink alcohol. When I was a yeshiva bucher, it wouldn't even occur to us to drink at a chasen or at a simcha. Jews always knew that we have yayin l'kiddusha v'avdalta. And Purim goes without saying. So Mayim b'mesura tishta is also relative. What is not relative is ubetoira ato omel. Ve'im ato oisekein ashrecho b'yoylem hazeh v'toiv lacho liyoylem abo. So number one, writes Torah Chaim, v'yisu merefidim, you can't achieve greatness in Torah only with toil, only if you work hard, only with Yegiya. V'yachanu b'midbar. The pshat of the Chaim is Memidbar metona. Kiven shemesi odom atzmi kemidbar oleo. Atoyra nitenet lo b'metona. That's a Gemara. In Erev and Nun Daled. And once again in Nedorim Nun Hei. And that is a remez for Anova. So this planet, this world, has many types of topography. We have the Great Plains in America. We have the rainforests on the equator. We have the African jungles. And we have the African savanna. And we have the desert. The desert does not sustain life. It's the poorest of all the different types of topography. So v'yachanu b'midbar is a remez for Anova. The desert has nothing to offer. Nothing to offer. No ilan, no amas hamayim. The desert, eretz tzion v'tzalmoves. So that's a remez for Anova. And like the Gemara says in Tanis Dav Zayin, Toirinim shel olamayim. Mayim, manichem mokom gavoye v'yodem l'mokom namoch.
And finally, Vayichin Sham Yisrael, Ki Yishechod Ubalevechod, that is Dibuk Chaverim, Bepilpul HaTalmidim. So these are the three fundamentals. Rab Chanina says, Havel Amadati Merabosai, Mechavera Yoisemem, Umetalmida Yoisemekelem, and that is all what a yeshiva is about. What is a yeshiva about? Everybody is chayv Talmud Torah. And you could learn on your own. You could learn on your own. The yeshiva is about the combination of Harbe Lamadati Marabosai, Mechavera Yoisemem, Umetalmida Yoisemekelem, the interaction of a Rebbe and his Talmidim. That is essential, that is fundamental, and that is the way we achieve greatness in Torah. Who said that? Harbe Lamadati Marabosai, Mechavera Yoisemem, Umetalmida Yoisemekulam. We find that several times in Shas, Rav Hanina Bar Choma. And in one source, it's Rebbe. So I have a feeling, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh passes away, he says, Shimon Beni Chacham. That's the Gemara in Ksubas Kuv Gimel. Gamliel Beni Nosi. Hanina Bar Choma Yeshev Berosh. In the Medrash, we learned that Rebbe had three children, not two. His third son was named Yavetz. And he says, Shimon Beni, he's going to be the leader. He's the Chochem. Gamliel will be the Nasi. Who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva? Stranger. Not one of his family. One of his great Talmidim, Hanina Bar Choma Yeshev Berosh. And then there's an amazing story where Rebbe Hanina Bar Choma says, no, because Rav Ofis is 2.5 years older than me. He deserves it. So that's a separate shmus. And I say, why did Rebbe, of all his many Talmidim, choose Rav Hanina to be the Rosh Hashiva? Because Rav Hanina is the one that said, Harbe Lamadati Maraboisai Mechaveri Yoisemem, Talmidi Yoisebekilam. Teachers of Torah must appreciate their Talmidim. And if Rav Hanina said, I learned more from my Talmidim than from anywhere else, from anyone else, Rebbe says, you gotta be the Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva should appreciate how much they gain and benefit from their Talmidim. So let me tell you, I benefit a great deal from my Talmidim, because every time I give a shiur and there are interesting ka'oras, sometimes these Talmidim as well, but not enough. I want you to be more involved. But that is v'yechan sham yisun neged ahar v'dibuk chaveirim v'pilpul atamidim v'libi yoimeli. The Rechaim doesn't say it, but that is keneged shloishes yemei hagabola, the last 3 days before Shavuos. One is v'yisu merafidim, invest all your energies, all your koyach in Talmud Torah, learn basmoda. Number 2 is midos toivos, primarily midos anova. Number 3 is take advantage of the yeshiva, of your rabbeim, of your chaveirim, of your talmidim, and that is the way to grow in Torah. So my bracha to all of you, v'yoyim chag ha-shavuos, in this magnificent day, we should all be makabel ol Torah and ol malchus shamayim b'yahavo, and we should be zoiche b'schus talmud Torah, shakodesh boch yerachem al amo, misha omar lo'olom oidai, yoyim eletzoloseinu udai, and this terrible war should be over, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only give us days of nachas and simcha, and yeshuas and achamos, v'nizkeh lerot pnei Moshiach tzidkenu b'meiru v'yomeinu amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.